Ireland's classic hits, something for the weekend. Well, what a week I've had. It was absolutely amazing on Monday to go down to Croke Park and to meet Garth Brooks in the flesh. And I got to say, what an absolute gent. I know a lot of people were angry at the cancellation of the gigs in 2014, but I think all is forgiven. And the reason he didn't want to go ahead was he felt it wasn't fair if some people got the tickets and other people didn't. So five dates announced, that kind of came out of nowhere. On Thursday, we knew the 9th and the 10th of September were going on sale at 8 a.m. By 9 a.m. we got word of a third date for the 11th of September, and then by 10 o'clock on Thursday morning word came in that a fourth and a fifth date had been announced for the 16th and the 17th of September. So if you're a fan, I hope you got your tickets, and we're going to bring you some great stuff from Garth Brooks, who spoke about his arrival in Dublin on Monday.
When I hit the airport today, I had the mask on, so I couldn't figure out how everybody knew it was me.
So did he realise the storm that it caused over here in Ireland when the 2014 gigs were cancelled?
It was like a death in the family to us. Man, that hurt. It's like something I'd never experienced. And one of those things where you go, surely this isn't going to end this way, right? So it was one of those things that was a little hard to understand. But your parents raise you to hopefully know what right and wrong is. So the right thing to do, it was always based on a group of people out of Limerick. When the first three went on sale, Ticketmaster went down in Limerick, and nobody from Limerick got tickets. So when Peter said, they're going to let you do two more shows, Ticketmaster sent a whole crew up to Limerick and made sure everyone in the queue was taken care of. And now we were told, you're going to have to tell those two shows, or pick any two shows, right? We either all win together or we all lose together. I chose the latter. I couldn't find a fair way to do it. You got to understand, if you have a chance to play Ireland, you're the lucky son of a bitch. You just are. The fact that you got to sell 400,000 tickets, oh my God, that's amazing. So that alone, you take with you. But the chance to now get to come back and get to play for those people, that's a wonderful thing. But all is forgiven. It's not, I don't hold a grudge against anybody. I felt lucky for the opportunity. The opportunity was swept away, and I thought it was gone. And then when I got the call from Peter, in a sweet, funny, his own kind of humorous way, hey, would you be interested in playing Ireland, right? Like, Peter, if I could reach through this phone, I'd grab you right now. Yeah, yeah, it was great. So there is nothing for me to be forgiven. If anything is to be forgiven, it's from those people that had those tickets. And if they will forgive me for whatever part I played in it and come back and see us, it would be very sweet.
Now, we're having a great laugh because he'd been talking about how he likes to do these intimate gigs. In the States, they're called the dive bar gigs. I said to him, you know, it's been a long time since anybody in the room here has seen a live concert. Would you sing a song for this intimate crowd? And here's what happened.
I'm going to be very cheeky, and please, I'm going to ask you, would you sing us a bar of one of your songs here today with this intimate crowd?
Oh, that's very sweet. I'm going to be cheeky right back and say it's 4 a.m. where I'm from. So I can't believe you might be the first female I've ever said this. No. But thank you.
Can you believe that? Rejected by Garth Brooks, and was gassed. He kept coming back to me in the press conference when he'd be asked another question by another journalist. So there was one girl there, and she was talking about how she'd been to see him at a gig in America, and they actually kind of got talking. He came back to me again in the front row and said this.
That's funny. I must have sang for her. I'm sorry, Mr.
Not only that, but then a fella from County Clare offered to give him a tour of the Cliffs of Moher.
You know what I have to tell him, right? Of course, yeah. What I'm about to tell you doesn't have anything to do with music. I'm with the love of my life now. To breathe the same air that woman's breathing, to be in the same room with her at any time. So I am hoping that me and her is going to go hand in hand and scour every foot of this place.
Can't believe that. Rejected by Garth Brooks. Wouldn't sing for me, but it didn't end there. I'm going to tell you all about that a little bit later on. Now, he did talk about whether the legendary Chris Gaines is going to be making a reappearance.
I'm going to be lucky to drop enough weight to play it as a Garth Brooks. Can't imagine. I can't imagine that. I'm about 25, 30 pounds heavier than I was when I played here in 97. The goal is try to get back there, but Gaines weights way, way back there.
And did you know he's going to be turning 60 next year?
Doesn't. I mean, it's George Strait had a song called Troubadour. First line is, I still feel 25. And you do up here in your head, right? Where you don't feel 25 is usually 2 a.m. after the show, you know? where you're going, damn, why does this hurt so bad? But I think the roadmap is there for Freddie Mercury. The roadmap is there from Prince. The roadmap is there from Mick Jagger. So there's a good chance that if you come to a Garth Brooks concert, you will be the same age you were when you were at the Garth Brooks concert before. So I don't think age really does anything for me. It does for your career, right? There are times when you have your time on radio. There are singles that we could have released now that we release in 90, and radio would go, oh, he's really scraping the bottom of the barrel, right? But they were number ones then. It's just when your time is.
He also spoke about the set list.
That catalog of music from The Dance to Call in Baton Rouge, Friends in Low Places, The Thunder Rolls, and this is all the early stuff. As September comes, we'll be flooding this place with a lot of the later stuff, too. There's some beautiful stuff that's just as much Garth early as late. I understand as a fan, when I go to a concert, nothing will piss me off worse than going to a concert and some guy dump a whole new album on me that I'm, it's like, where's the old stuff, right? That's why I came here. I know that. So if the Irish people don't mind staying here a little bit, we've got a lot more music than we did before, but we're not going to leave any of the old music at home.
Garth spoke to us about the day he got the news that he would be coming back to Ireland.
The first thing you want to do is run out in your yard and drop to your knees and scream as loud as you can. But from going through it in 2014, you just hang up the phone, probably tell the love of your life. That's probably the only person you'll tell. Don't let yourself go all the way down the rabbit hole, right? And then you get the news that it's for sure thing. And I don't know about you guys, but we didn't get the news that it was a for sure thing till a week ago, 2 weeks ago, right? I mean, we had known that it was being proposed, but we had already made ourselves a promise and that anybody that would ever buy a ticket from us again, that this will not happen again. It can't. So we were very not committed to anything because you didn't want to fall in love again, right? But I can tell you, even in September of next year, to take that stage and not just bust out into tears. You try and be professional. I think what I'll do is I'll enjoy it more than anybody else, but I'll probably just cry the whole time. And I don't know what the crying thing is. I think it's having kids. Well, I cry at commercials now, so I don't know what it is. But this is a joy for me to be here today.